Until recently, two dams blocked the 9.5-mile lower stretch of the Penobscot River in Maine, keeping native fish from their spawning grounds and whitewater enthusiasts from enjoying the area. Last month, paddlers from all over the country gathered for a race celebrating the removal of the dams and discovered that recent developments mirrored some of the Penobscot Nation's ancient tales. Reporter Casey Kelly brings us that story.
This is a Penobscot welcome song to welcome all of you.
We've been here since time immemorial. The Creator put us here in the Penobscot River Valley. We are surrounded by the sacred river. My name is James Eric Francis Sr. I'm the Director of Cultural and Historic Preservation for the Penobscot Nation.
Are there creation stories that tell of how your people came here?
You know, the one the most relevant today is the creation of the river. People were living by a stream, and they noticed that the water was getting lower and lower and lower.
Well, when the dams were in place, just down around the corner, you would start seeing flat water. So you're basically paddling in a pond. My name is Scott Phillips. I am the race director for the Penobscot River Whitewater Nationals Regatta. It's a series of races, whitewater races, for canoes, kayaks, stand-up paddleboards, and wild water boats.
It's Ben Pearson, Durham, Maine. This river wasn't available, and, you know, way, way back, it was the dams were trying to go up versus come down, so it's been a big sea change.
3, 2, 1, go!
Council was gathered, and they asked for a volunteer who walked 7 days looking for the source of the blockage in the river. And on that 7th day, he found a mountain, and he climbed that mountain. The mountain started to quake and shake, and he ran down the slopes, and when he got far enough away, he looked back and realized it was not a mountain at all. It was a large frog who was gobbling up all the water.
12 years ago, at this very spot, we actually broke news to the public that we were going to buy dams and take them out. So it's 12 years later, and they're out, and we're paddling the river.
And Glooskap, our cultural hero, showed up. He slayed the frog by smashing a tree. The frog exploded with all the water inside him, creating all the lakes and ponds in Maine. And the tree landed with such force, it created a channel that we know of today as the Penobscot River.
With a carry and Cheryl.
Oh, this is a magnificent river. It gave us all some good action today. It rained this weekend and the water's up, but it's a gorgeous place.
My name's Leslie Gregory and I'm from Swanville, Maine.
And as kayakers, we're just so thrilled. We can go all the way from Old Town to Bucksport now without ever getting out of our boats.
It is said that tribal members jumped into the water once it returned and repopulated this river with the fish and the other creatures that live in the water and gave their lives up for that. And they turned into them. It's good to see that the river is flowing and moving as the Creator intended it to. And the fish are returning. And all those critters that, you know, represent our clans are all coming back to our ancestral territory.
As a member of the nation, it's just to see those rapids and even envision them paddling down it or coming back up the river. Somebody asked me one time, it's funny, they asked me a question, do you ever think about your ancestors paddling on the river while you're paddling on it? Every day. Think about our ancestors and hope they're smiling down on us being paddlers and using the river and the canoes.
This story was reported by Casey Kelly and produced by Only a Games Karen Given.